Thank you for tuning in to the WEEM Weekly Podcast, a bi-weekly podcast produced by 91.7 WEEM to share with you all about what is going on around our school and community. You can find present and future episodes of this podcast at 917WEEM.org. Wherever podcasts can be found. Welcome to WEEM Weekly Interview 1, I guess. My name is Sam Duffer. I'm brand new to this, and I'm joined by...
I'm Mr. Brandon Tripp. I teach chemistry here.
Chemistry. I can't say it's my favorite subject, but it's fun.
It is very fun.
So would you like to introduce yourself and tell us how long you've been working here at Pelton Heights?
Yeah, so I started last March, I believe. Took over the chemistry... classes. So I teach chemistry 1 and AP chemistry.
I'm not confident enough to take AP chemistry, but you did have me for chemistry one semester.
Or yes, I did.
I guess it was one quarter, not really a semester. Close enough. What do you like about working here?
I love all the staff. Staff are phenomenal. Every day I go down to the teacher lounge, have lunch with other teachers, and it's phenomenal getting to talk with them and share some experiences. And then also I have a passion for chemistry, as my students have found out. So getting to teach students that and getting to show them how to problem solve, how to critically think, as well as just, getting to talk with them and form, relationships where I get to know them and teach them in a different way.
I'm sure that is fun for those who like chemistry. I know some people that do like chemistry. They're in your seventh period. I like blowing stuff up in chemistry. I can't say I'm that good at math personally.
Yeah. A lot of people get frustrated with the math, but the math lets us see exactly how it's working and explain the explosions.
Which is true. It's very important for the math. I just don't personally like it.
Fair enough.
What do you not like? And you don't have to be too specific here, but what do you really not like about working here?
I really don't think I've found anything that I'm like, oh, I really don't like that.
It's just minor inconveniences.
Once in a while, there's some inconveniences, but that's with everything. So, so far, I've just really loved my time here.
That's good. The only inconvenience I could even think of was when the drains under the chairs drained are just smelling.
Yeah, that was, we actually, so for context, my classroom, after spring break last year, smelled like sewage, and it was about that way for 2-3 weeks, I think.
Something like that. It was something bad. Like that.
And bad enough to where students would spray cologne and perfume to try and mask it.
It didn't help.
It came from a dry drain that we finally tracked. It was not under the desks in my room. It was actually in my chemical storage room in the fume hood.
Okay. Wow, it spread real far and was still very pungent.
And my storage room didn't smell that bad. So we traced it to one random tiny drain before finding it.
This is news to me. I didn't know it was over there.
Yeah.
That's insane, though. It's just like, it's so far away, but it smells so bad.
Yeah, and for additional context, if you smelled it at all last year, it's because it radiated out of my storage room and into the hallway and into other classrooms.
Yeah. No, it was something, all right. It was definitely something. If you teach multiple subjects, which you kind of do, you teach two, which subject would be your favorite? Do you like regular chemistry or AP?
So I am actually certified to teach chemistry and physics. Right now I'm only teaching chemistry and physics because Elrod takes care of the physics.
Yeah.
Sorry, chemistry and AP chemistry. As I said, physics, not chemistry.
A lot of classes.
I enjoy chemistry one, but AP chemistry is where I have a lot of fun and I truly enjoy because I get to challenge students in a new way.
Yeah.
Because they have that foundation of Chem 1, they're able to go on to AP Chem and take a college level course where I'm able to give them more challenges. We're able to do more complicated labs, and that's more fun for me. In addition, having the... juniors and seniors, because of maturity, I'm able to trust them with new labs that are more dangerous at times, as well as give them more responsibility in the classroom and outside of the classroom.
Yeah. So not only is it a level of maturity that you have with your older students, but it's also they get into the gritty, hard, just complex stuff about chemistry.
And that part's the fun part.
I would disagree, but I'm not the expert, so I don't have much room to speak. Why did you decide to work here at Pelton Heights?
So, fun story. Go back to spring semester 23, and I was actually in my student teaching semester with Indiana Wesleyan. And I student taught in Kokomo, Indiana, and I decided to start emailing principals.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a response from a few, and I actually landed an interview with a couple places, and Pendleton offered me a job within a couple weeks. And so here I am.
I do remember, because it was Mrs. Walls who had your room before, and she had gotten a job offer, I think it was for Ivy Tech.
Correct.
So she was looking for someone to replace her that last quarter, I almost said semester, last quarter, and that kind of worked perfectly that you were also looking for a place.
It made it so that I was able to, instead of teach the entire semester, kind of cut it short and be able to enter the field a little bit early.
Yeah, it gives you, not only was it shorter, so you only got a little taste of what was to come, and not that much annoyance from our, I guess they were sophomores at the time. That's kind of weird.
Yes, they were.
They were sophomores at the time. But you got a taste for how Pelton Heights runs. And it wasn't throughout a whole year span. It was just from one little quarter.
Yeah.
Let's see. Were there any events that you enjoyed last year? Now, you weren't here for a lot of the ones that I kind of listed. Because I have stuff on here like homecoming, the pep rally.
Yeah.
But what I can ask is like finals week and I guess the prom week, because you were here for that.
I was. So I didn't do really anything with prom week just because being so new, I didn't know that many people yet. And I still had enough writing that I still had to write the lesson for the next Monday.
Yeah.
And then finals week was interesting. It's a very different schedule here that I'm not used to. Because my high school was a full open campus.
Really?
So if you didn't have a final, you could just leave.
That's cool. It used to be kind of like that.
Did it?
Yeah, or if you were old enough, you could just leave. Or if your parent signs you out, you can leave.
Gotcha.
But I know some people, myself included, usually don't leave just because I can go to classrooms and play games. So
yeah. But so I didn't do too much outside of just the normal school day last year. I wanted to go to a choir concert, but something came up. So this year I definitely plan on going to a couple, games, a couple of concerts, hopefully.
There's game tonight.
Tonight I can't, but I'm planning on going to a few, try and support my students as well as the rest of the team.
Casual shout out. Did you guys know that we are broadcasting live the game tonight? Tune in for that. Have to make a casual little slip in of that. Anyway, how do you feel about your students?
So, to be completely frank, completely transparent, in the, 250 to 300 students I've had now in the last year, I have not had a student that I truly just disliked. All my students put forth good effort, even if it takes me prodding them at times. And I don't really have any problems. Like, no one's like, oh, this is awful. I'm just not going to put in any work and I'm going to purposely fail your course, or are belligerent towards me and trying to pick a fight with me. I haven't had that yet.
That's good. You don't want the kids to try and fight with you.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, any dislikes was part B of that question. So you answered that before I even said it. Psychic. That's not a part of physics now, is it?
It is not.
What fun facts did you learn about your students, or what did you pick up from them?
What fun facts?
Or it could just be like a trick on how to do something.
So I don't think I have any like life hacks or tricks or anything for my students. But one thing that I do in my class is I love researching questions. I love weird science questions. So I encourage my students that whenever they have a weird wondering about science, they come and talk to me about it and we have a conversation. And if I don't know the answer, I go research it and then tell them the next day. So this year I've actually had a lot, to the point that I've started writing them on the board so I don't forget them. So I've had everything from the how much current can graphite carry to how cold the human body can survive. To
that one was a Japanese experiment, if I remember correctly.
Was it? I couldn't
Japanese
tell you.
Experiment from World War II.
I went through and researched a few things about temperature, and the answer was what I ended up thinking it was. But yeah, besides the point, the last one I had was actually earlier today. Would something be able to have mass but no volume? And then conversely, would something be able to have volume but no mass?
These are questions that I unfortunately have no clue about, except for maybe the temperature one.
That's all right. Those are the curiosities that I like hearing from my students, because I get to help indulge them in their curiosities of the world.
Yeah. So it's like if they have a question, they can come to you and just ask it.
Absolutely.
Let's see. How do you feel how did you feel after last year ended? Like, were you, do you think you came into this year better prepared than you did that first quarter?
So short answer is yes. I wanted to do a ton of writing over the summer, get done like the first two units. That didn't happen. Right now I'm writing it day by day, basically, but from a mindset point of view, from, knowledge about the school, I feel much more comfortable, because last year I knew where the men's bathroom was, I knew where the teacher's lounge was, and I knew where my classroom was when I walked in on my first day.
And then everything else was like
everything else, no clue. Just had to figure it out.
Yeah.
So definitely feel more prepared this semester, and being able to have some experience before the actual first day of school made it much less
intimidating
is a good word, because I already knew where stuff was. I didn't also have to learn the school when I came in.
Yeah.
So
you almost came in prepared like a teacher who had worked a complete year would,
almost,
but you just had one quarter.
Correct.
Which is rather impressive. It's like, it shows one quarter can put you that much further.
Yeah, absolutely.
Going in just brand new.
Absolutely.
That's very interesting. I must say, we are practically at our end of this little segment of Weem Weekly, but I do thank you for taking your time out of your day to come down here and indulge us with some information, even if it is chemistry.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Of course. I don't know if anyone else will ever respond to my email, so I do appreciate it. Anyway, that will be my segment signing off. Now here is a short promotion before our next interview. 91.7 WEEM is a student-run radio station. We provide everything from programming to music to live sports broadcasts and podcasts. But we can't do it without your support. Everything you donate goes to the station that the students operate here on 91.7 WEEM. Donate today at 917WEEM.org. Again, that is 917WEEM.org.
Hi, and welcome to our first ever Weem Weekly podcast of the 2023-2024 year. I'm Brooklyn Schuyler, and I'm here with
Miss LaPlante.
And we're going to have a little conversation about what it's like to be a newer or one of the newer teachers of Pendleton Heights. So what is one thing that you didn't expect when starting here?
I will say I did not expect the friendship with all of the other teachers. That's been really awesome. In previous schools that I've worked, sometimes you don't get that close-knit group of people. But that's definitely something that happened here, and that continues to happen.
Do you think that you have more friends of the English department, or are they kind of everywhere?
I will say last year it was definitely more friends in the English department, but part of it was me and not necessarily the other teachers. Just I'm more comfortable now. So I think I have friends in different departments now. So like I have a couple of friends in math, and I have a couple of friends in like art. I think I'm still trying to branch out a little bit more and meet more of the other teachers. But I think it's starting to turn into a good mix of people.
That's cool.
Yeah.
All right. What's the best part of teaching so far?
again, I really like the friendships I've made with my coworkers. But I, not to be like cheesy teacher, but I love the moment when a student that at the beginning of the class didn't know what's going on or they don't understand a concept. And then at the end of the class or just at some point in the class, you get that kind of aha moment of like, oh, okay, I get it now. I think that's probably.
Yeah. You know, yeah. You did it.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm doing my job and it feels good. Yeah.
What would students be surprised to know about you as a person?
Oh, that's a good one. I don't know, because I feel like I talk not about myself all the time, but I try to have my students like get to know me. I don't know what would be surprising. I go to a lot of concerts. That's something that I haven't been. We didn't go this summer as many, but we try to get like the Ruoff like lawn passes. Mm-hmm. And we went to like 20 concerts a couple summers ago. So maybe that, like, I'll, like, stay out late and, like, go to concerts
and
stuff.
Yeah, partying.
Yeah. yeah, maybe that.
All right. What was one moment that you were, like, 100% interested in becoming a teacher? Like, you knew that was what you wanted to be?
So, when I was in college, I actually was going to college for just a plain English degree. And I wanted to be an editor at, like, a magazine or just book publishing. It was my junior year and I knew that's what I wanted to do. And I got a job at the YMCA in the town where I went to college at. And I fell in love with the job. It was a summer camp. It was working with like kids around like fifth grade, sixth grade age. And I just fell in love. And I knew at the end of that summer, I called my advisor and I was like, I think I need to change majors. I think I need to do English teaching. And so that ended up adding on an extra year of school for me. So I went for 5 years, but it was worth it. But that was like, that summer was the moment I was like, okay, this is actually what I should be doing. Yeah,
that's really cool. When you were a student, did you consider yourself a good or a bad student?
Behavior wise, I was a good student. My dad actually worked at the school that I went to. And so anything.
Yeah, you had to be good.
Yeah. It's actually worse for my younger siblings, especially my youngest, because my mom now works in the school district too. Wow. So we have family of teachers. So it was inevitable for me to become a teacher. So like behavior wise, I think I was a good student. Academically, I was average. I think that actually might be what would surprise my students the most is that I didn't like try super hard in school. I liked to read. I'm an English teacher. I've always liked reading. But I was just kind of average, like A's and B's. I didn't have to try super hard, but I didn't get like A pluses or anything in school. Yeah.
All right. And then what are some things that you're most excited for this year?
Well, I am the yearbook advisor, so this is my second year doing that. I'm super excited to do another book. I'm also the student council sponsor, and this is like the first year we're able to kind of do it on our own. So I'm excited to do that, learn more about student council and be involved with like homecoming, that kind of stuff. But the yearbook is so much fun. So
it looked amazing this year.
Thank you so much. We are very proud of it. It's a super fun process. You meet a lot of really cool kids like in that class, obviously, but then you also get to go out and meet students that you wouldn't normally meet in like a freshman English class, which is what I typically teach. Yeah. Yearbook that's my favorite part, I think. Yeah.
What are some things that you do to like prep yourself for a year?
Well, I always try to get in like the mindset, like just to be like mentally prepared. Like the week before, I always try to go to bed early and get up early and that kind of stuff. I also always try to have like a couple of days planned ahead when I start school. So like the first couple of days I try to have planned a couple days before we start. I try to balance both where I'm like work and life balance, that kind of stuff. But I definitely try to plan ahead as much as I can.
Are you ever fully prepared for that first freshman class?
No. I think what's nice about freshmen is they are kind of nervous. And I mean,
yeah, they're like, just as confused.
Right. I mean, when you were a freshman last year, did you like, were you nervous?
And, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you're at the bottom of the totem pole.
Yeah.
So I feel like that.
I feel like the height, that's so intimidating.
Yeah.
Everything about it.
Yeah. Yeah. So that helps knowing that they're kind of nervous coming in, but I'm still always kind of like, all right, freshmen, let's go. Let's behave. Let's do what we're supposed to do.
Yeah. All right. Are there any events that you're looking forward to? So like homecoming, prom?
I'm looking forward to homecoming. That's in about a month. Student council, we have a lot of planning to do to make that happen.
Yes.
I'm really looking forward to that. It was super fun last year to plan it, to be a part of it. Because I'm yearbook also, I got to walk around and take pictures at homecoming mm-hmm. and like just kind of see both sides of it. So that's always so much fun.
I know that one teacher in one of the previous Women Weekly episodes was talking about how it's so cool to see like all of them, all the students dress up and all that stuff. Do you like that?
Yeah. Yeah. It's especially for homecoming because there's not, whereas like prom, there's like, you have to dress up with in like gowns.
Yeah.
Homecoming, it's not as much. So I feel like we get to kind of see like students like sense of style in like a less casual way.
Yeah.
So that's always fun to like see like cute dresses that aren't like quite prom, but also aren't just like everyday dresses, whatever. So yeah, that's always fun.
And then are there any clubs or things that you supervise? I know student council and yearbook. But
student council and yearbook is all that I'm in charge of right now. That's about all I think I can handle.
That's a lot.
Teachers that are doing like class sponsor and this club sponsor and also have like three prep classes, like I feel like that's so hard. I'm at my sweet spot of busyness, I think.
You have like two good like clubs.
Yeah. I think it's always cool when you have like student council or yearbook because those are clubs and classes that students are choosing to be into. Yeah. So you always have just a little bit more effort and like a joy in like being in that class.
Yeah. Besides the
all the freshmen that have to be in that class. Yeah.
All right. Was there any other profession that you like thought of besides English?
Well, I mean, wanted to be an editor. I thought about that for a long time. Before that, when I was in like sixth grade, I wanted to be a marine biologist because I love whales.
I know that.
I talk about that all the time in my class. Humpback whales are my favorite. I got to see one in real life like 2 summers ago. So I wanted to be a marine biologist. And then I wanted to be a vet for until I was like 17 for like really long time. And I was like, I want to go to Purdue and I want to be a vet. But I don't have a science based mind. Like, mm-hmm. I just don't think I would have done well in like the science classes or like the math classes.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why I was like, I don't think I can do that. And it's a lot of money to try to go be a vet and then not be a vet. So.
Oh my, I remember the first time that I went in that classroom and it was all about whales and I'm terrified of the ocean.
Are you really?
I watched a documentary on dolphins and I learned that killer whales are dolphins.
Yeah.
And it just terrified me. I can't do it.
I will tell you, killer whales are like on the bottom of whales for me. And like you're right.
They kill
probably
penguins. Even,
they're so vicious. They're kind of, they're scary. But yeah, and I think if I were ever like in the ocean and like a whale was there and I was like in the water, I'd probably have like a panic attack in the water. Yeah. But I also would be like, oh, this is once in a lifetime. I'm swimming with a whale.
They're
fine.
So cool to look at.
Yeah.
If you ever had a class pet, what would you get?
I would get a guinea pig.
A guinea pig?
I love guinea pigs. When I was in sixth grade, again, all my memories come from sixth grade. My sixth grade teacher had a guinea pig, or maybe two. There was two of them. One was named Honey Brown. Like, that was its name. And another one I cannot remember. But I ended up getting and having guinea pigs in high school because of that. So I would, for sure, a guinea pig. Love them.
Awesome. Okay, what do you think? Do you think this year will be, like, easier than the last year, or do you think it's pretty...
I think aspects will be easier. Like, this is my second year teaching freshmen my English 9 class. This is my second year doing the yearbook, so that's going to be a little bit easier. I have some more challenges, like I'm teaching 9 honors this year, which I wasn't teaching last year. And I think one of my personal goals is I want to like put myself out there more and like do more challenging things with teaching, like try a lesson that I wouldn't have tried last year, stuff like that. So I think it's a good mix of things will be easier, but then I still want to challenge myself.
Yeah. Do you have like a favorite lesson or a favorite book that you teach in your class?
I love the Odyssey.
Ooh.
I love Greek mythology.
Me
I think
too.
It's so interesting. It's dramatic. It's like watching a reality TV show for me. Like, I don't know. I think just the way that gods and like Greek mythology behave is like so funny because their whole thing is like they're better than humans, but they're acting like worse than humans or like the worst.
Like children.
Right, right. And everyone's like dramatic and they're cheating on
their family trees are so bad.
Yeah. The Odyssey is always my favorite. And I want to try to teach it in a way that's like interesting and like I want the kids to think of it like a reality show. The Odyssey is I
love Greek mythology. Yeah. I've been obsessed with it. And then when I got moved to Trout's class for the second semester, I was so sad because I saw your little thing on the board and I was like, I would have loved to go on about Greek all class.
Yeah.
But yeah, all right. For our last question, what are some things that students can look forward to going into your class?
That's a good question. I hope that they look forward to learning and like just learning new skills. And students ask all the time, like, when am I going to use this? When am I going to use this, like this grammar? And like, you're not, but you are. It's like, it's just, English is about teaching you skills that you're going to use every day. And they're more like personable skills, like being able to write to somebody and like communicate. It's like being able to communicate is kind of the big thing with English. Like that's kind of the purpose, is like learning how to decipher what something says and problem solve and communicate with somebody else. So, I feel like they'll maybe look forward to like doing Romeo and Juliet.
Fun.
That's always fun. It's always, you either love it or you hate it.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what I've learned with most things, but Romeo and Juliet, especially, like they either love it or they hate it. Yeah.
And I think that especially with English, like math is where it's like, I can look this up online or I can calculate this.
Yeah.
But like an email, like that's so like far in the future, even a text, you have to use grammar to talk to a boss or something.
Right.
Like it still applies.
And I try to get that across. Like I'm not somebody that is like, I'm not going to correct your grammar if you're like just talking to me.
Yeah. That would be really weird.
Right, right, right. It's the wrong thing. You said the wrong there. And I could just tell in your voice the way that you said that. The whole thing is just being able to communicate effectively. And if you saying like, I don't even know an example, but like, what up, like spelled like W-U-T up, like that's fine. You're communicating your point, like you're getting the point across. I think the skill that I want students to know from that, though, is that you have to know like when to say what up.
Time and a place.
Time and a place. There's ways that you talk to your friends and there's ways that you talk to your boss or like your coworkers or your parents or just like people that you have to be professional around. That's a skill that I really wish I got to get that in students a little better.
Yeah, that's like the one thing.
Yeah.
I had to teach everybody one thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, we are out of time. So we're going to end this podcast. Thank you for listening/watching, if you did. So, bye.
Bye.
Now here is a short promotion before our next interview.
Bring our music and Arabian sports everywhere you go by downloading our new app on your phone. It's called 91.7 WEEM. Whether you are on a run, in your car, or at work, you can listen to us live. Go to the App Store today and download our app on your Android or iPhone for free. Listen today here on 91.7 WEEM.
Welcome back to WEEM Weekly. This is a bi-weekly podcast. I'm Ethan Lincoln. I'm here with
Sean Watson, second-year teacher here at Pendleton Heights.
So what made you want to stay here for another year?
Well, I never really thought about leaving. I made the transition from teaching eighth grade for many years to here last year. And, I'm giving high school a try.
Have you changed your lesson plan at all for this year?
Well, last year I taught a lot of freshmen. Not a lot, but I had a couple freshman classes. And this year I'm teaching wholly sophomores. I notice there's a lot more transition here at the high school than there is at the middle grades. So, I am doing that. I'm keeping the things that worked and then I'm, papering over and trying, as a teacher, you always want to be innovative and you try new lesson plans all the time.
Was there like anything in particular about here that made you want to come?
The proximity. For the past 17 years, I've been living in Noblesville and teaching all the way out in Lebanon, which was a 50-mile commute. So I would spend 50 miles driving there in the morning and 50 miles back. And that's an hour and 40 minutes in the car every day, which is fairly exhausting on top of teaching, which is exhausting by itself. So to be able to cut that drive to 20 minutes and spend 40 minutes in the car all day, that's an hour less. And that's a lot of time you're getting back over the years. So that was one thing that certainly made it very attractive to me.
Yeah. Just saying like 40 minutes in a car, that still sounds like a long time, but comparing it to the hour and 40 minutes,
yes,
it's definitely a lot less.
Definitely.
You said you taught in Lebanon before here.
Mm-hmm. And Crawfordsville before that.
What were like things about the school that like drew you to those before you came here?
Well, it's kind of funny. You know, one of the things they tell you when you're studying to become a teacher is that you don't want to teach middle school, that it's like the nightmare place. And I certainly never planned to. I always planned to be a high school teacher from the very beginning when I got English education. But my very first job just happened to be eighth grade, and I tried it and I got along with eighth graders. They seemed fairly one of my strengths. If anybody's ever had me in class is classroom discipline. I get along with kids and I can discipline them impersonally and they don't get mad at me when when they get a consequence because they know it's not personal. So that served me very well coming here. Last year to the high school, I think was the first time I realized that eighth grade actually is kind of hard. I didn't realize it because I didn't have a framework of comparison. High schoolers are just much more chill, that you don't have the drama. You don't have somebody's looking at me. You don't have somebody stealing my boyfriend or girlfriend, or if you, maybe you do, but it doesn't happen as often. So, in addition to the reduction of my commute time, my stress, I think, has gone down a little bit. It's gone up some when I have to learn new things. I got kind of comfortable in eighth grade with the curriculum and the material. But so I'm having to learn some new things here. But the kids are much, much easier to manage than they are middle schoolers. Makes me feel like I wish I'd done this a long time ago.
I feel like that it always gets easier to be around people the second they're not freshmen anymore.
I don't want to, bemoan my freshmen last year, but they were the most difficult compared to sophomores. So there is a lot of truth to that.
Like what originally got you interested in like writing or English in general?
Well, I've always been a reader. I've been a voracious reader since ever. I used to read to my younger brothers, even in elementary school. I uh, my fourth grade teacher read our class Little House on the Prairie, and I would go home and read it to my younger brother, who was about a year and a half younger than me. I think I read for the first time Where the Red Fern Grows about that year, and I think I read it 13 times that year. I suggested to my teacher, Mrs. Schroeder, that maybe she might want to read that to us next, and she said no, but you can read it to the class. So I was reading a novel to the class in fourth grade, and you know, writing came equally well to me. I actually did not go to college to become a teacher or a writer. I went to college to be a mechanical engineer. So, you know, I applied to engineering schools all over the Midwest. I was very, very good at math, did a lot of, you know, computer aided drafting, programming, Pascal, COBOL, and all that kind of stuff. After 2 years, I just hated it. I could not envision doing it for the rest of my life. I'm sure I'd enjoy the paychecks a lot more, but it wasn't fulfilling. Everybody there doing it seemed to be passionate about the engineering except me, and I don't think you should go into a job that you don't care about. From there, I really didn't know what I wanted to do. I actually tried another math-related career major for a little while. I tried accounting, and that was even worse. It was math, but it wasn't even exciting math. It was undecided for a little while, and then I just said, you know, what classes in college have I enjoyed the most? And they were all from the other spectrum. They were all reading or writing. And so I started thinking about what I could do with that career. And I wasn't sure at first. I thought about, you know, journalism, and then I realized they made nothing. I thought about sports broadcasting, and that's something I was told you just kind of had to fall into. It wasn't something you could really aim for. And so I considered teaching. And I took an Ed 101 class, and one of the smart things they do there is they put you right in the classroom. They make you get up in front of kids and teach, and it just seemed to fit. And then I began to consider it more seriously, and then I ended up switching my major. And I've been a teacher ever since.
It would feel pretty cool to teach, I can't explain anything, which is like, a major part of being a teacher. So something that I've been thinking about while we've been talking is how did you like learn to explain things differently to different people?
I don't know. Maybe it came from having younger brothers. That never struck me as an impediment. I don't think explaining things, well, maybe that's not necessarily true. I guess you could say I feel like one of the ways in which I fell into teaching is that I never found school particularly challenging. And typically when that happens, you misbehave. And I tended to misbehave. I wasn't the best student in high school. It took me a while to grow up. And one advantage I think that gives me over the teachers that were probably, you know, got straight A's like Mrs. Lawrence is that I can relate to the kids that are misbehaving. You know, Mrs. Lawrence, I'm guessing, can nail everything. She's so smart and so disciplined, and I didn't have that discipline. So, you know, perhaps one of the reasons I am patient with kids is because it seems only fair to me, because at one time I was probably the kid that was driving the teacher crazy. And you know, if I'm not going to be a hypocrite, you know, I can't yell at kids for things that I've done myself. So it makes it easier for me to help them understand why something's interesting or entertaining or possible and not too difficult to attempt.
All right. So we've also backtracking a little bit. We've kind of talked about how you went into a couple of math courses or math related jobs.
Sure.
If you had to like teach something else that wasn't English, would it have been math?
Probably not. Some parts of math appeal to me that, you know, I wanted to get into that. It probably wouldn't be that interesting to explain, but I think the question you're really asking is if I could teach a different discipline, what would it be? It would probably be social studies. I had no appreciation for social studies when I was your age. I could care less. And that makes me probably have a lot in common with many of the kids we have here who are so detached from what's going on, even if it's in Maui or the, some of them may not know there's a hurricane hitting California. But when I got to college and started talking to people who actually knew things, my ignorance was evident to me, and that bothered me. I don't enjoy feeling dumb. I don't enjoy feeling like I know less than other people around me. And I had to do a lot of self-education after that. I had to pick up a lot of books. I read books from all sorts of subjects, and I still am. One of the paradoxes of learning and educating yourself is that the more you learn, the more ignorant you realize you are, the more you realize you don't know. So, you know, I taught about the Holocaust for 20 years, and you never fully understand it. I've read books by presidents. I went through a World War II phase. I probably read 30 books on World War II. I read Civil War books. I've read books about different countries. I just bought the book She Said last week, which is about the Megan Toohey investigation of what's his name? The guy who sexually assaulted so many women in Hollywood. Epstein? I think might be getting his name wrong. I'm very tired after a long day of teaching, but I saw a movie about it, I think on Prime, at near the end of the summer or something, and their dedication, perseverance, and excellence and following this up for years while raising a baby just blew me away. And I wish I'd accomplished something as much as they did. So as soon as I finished the film, I went out and bought the book, and I'm going to read and find out how they did it. I've got other books, you know, over other topics that I don't understand behind my desk as well. And, you know, I'll pick up one of them next and just keep going, try to alleviate my ignorance. It's an ongoing battle.
So we've gone over like a wide variety, like what you would have, other things you would have taught, why you got into teaching, but like what's in general like your style of teaching? How do you want to present what the students are needing to learn?
I don't know. I feel like kids could answer that almost better than I could about what kind of teacher I am. But, you know, as I mentioned, I'm very impersonal. I don't ever yell at kids. I usually like all my students. I might have one or two over the course of a year. I don't have much tolerance for cruelty or kids who are careless with the feelings of others. But other than that, I don't take much misbehavior personally. How can I? I misbehave myself. So I guess you could say I just talk to kids like adults. I give them their dignity. I show them my respect. When I discipline them, I don't make it personal, and I think they respect that. And then, you know, kids would probably say I tell too many stories. I've been complimented on that, so maybe they don't mind, but maybe it's just a sign of me getting old that I can usually find an anecdote that relates to a problem they're seeing, and I'll tell them, and they can usually get why I'm telling that story and why maybe I know what I'm talking about. Not always, but sometimes.
All right. Well, I'm going to think that's all I have for you.
Okay.
Do you have anything else you want to add?
I don't think so. I'm very happy to be here at Pendleton and looking forward to many more years.
All right. Well, thank you for joining me. That was Weem Weekly. Keep listening for more.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the WEEM Weekly Podcast. Join us next time at 917WEEM.org or wherever podcasts can be found.